If it's remembered for anything beyond being a pretty good film, Shakespeare in Love is remembered for the way in which the now disgraced Harvey Weinstein bludgeoned his way through Hollywood to ensure it won an Oscar for the Best Picture of 1998 and Gwyneth Paltrow a Best Actress Award. Curiously, the very force that brought Weinstein down, the role of women in society and the way in which men deal with women, is the very theme that made Shakespeare in Love such a big deal nearly 20 years ago, so it's curiously appropriate that it's come back, now as a play adapted by Lee Hall from the Tom Stoppard Mark Norman screenplay at Marin Theatre Company through December 23rd. Once again, it's the story of a young woman in Elizabethan England who wants to be an actress at a time when only men were allowed on stage, and of William Shakespeare having trouble with inspiration, falling in love with her. Up until recently, it's been very rare for a film to become a stage play unless it was in the form of a musical adaptation. The problem with turning a play into a film is that it must be opened up onto several locations, and of course for the reverse, the play must sit in one place, the stage. You can't get the realism that only celluloid or digital celluloid allows. You do have an audience with imagination, though, which is how a single set can be a tavern, a theater, a boudoir, or even a park. It requires a certain sleight of hand and diversion to pull it off, which this production has in spades. The 14-person cast takes on 33 roles, along with Spot the Dog, played by Molly the Dog. It can get a little confusing, but thanks to bravura performances by Adam McGill as Shakespeare, Megan Trout as Viola, and Stacey Ross and L. Peter Callender in a variety of roles, Shakespeare in Love always comes back to the story and its feminist themes. If there's any problem, it's that aforementioned confusion. There's no mistaking the leads nor the featured players, but for the rest of the ensemble, it becomes almost impossible to tell one character from another, despite the constant costume changes. One of the ways the action and characters do pull together is through the use of period-appropriate music. Most of the actors sing and play musical instruments. It's not a musical, but there's lots of music. It's as if the cleverness of Stoppard and Norman's screenplay has now expanded into the entire idea of the production. Much like Shakespeare's work itself, reality has been fully taken over by suspension of disbelief. Shakespeare in Love, based on the screenplay by Tom Stoppard and Mark Norman and adapted by Lee Hall, directed by Jason Minidakis, plays at Marin Theatre Company through December 23rd. For more information, you can go to marintheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for KPFA.